KD Country 94 weather.
Need an excuse to get out of the house? Say you're going ice fishing. You don't even need to take a pole. Stop by TJ's Liquor in Cocker City and pick up some of your favorite beverages. They have a wide variety of beer, wine, and spirits. Next, pull up to the frozen pond, turn up the heater in the pickup, and crack one open. It's the safest way to ice fish. TJ's Liquor strives to have a great variety of your favorite beverages with friendly service, and they remind you to drink responsibly. TJ's Liquor, Highway 24 in Cocker City, where they appreciate your business.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, mainly clear skies. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 45.
Over Miller, Gilvey, and Red Agus invite you to join us Saturday, February 17th for our annual production sale north of Smith Center, selling 82 bulls, 12, 18, and 22 months old. Bulls are backed by a powerful maternal cow herd. If you're looking for performance, maternal, or calving ease genetics, we have it. Also selling 70 red and black commercial replacement heifers, 30 bred heifers due in March, 10 fall bred Red Angus females. Follow us on Facebook at Overmiller Gilvey and Red Angus for updates and an online catalog. Find videos of the cattle selling and bid live at dvauction.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, otherwise known as the KBI, arrested a former Kansas undersheriff on Friday, February 9th at approximately 4:10 p.m. KBI agents arrested Harold Stellner, age 55, of Clay Center, when he turned himself in at the Clay County Jail in Clay Center. He was arrested for mistreatment of a confined person, a Class A misdemeanor. On October 4th of 2023, the KBI initiated this investigation at the request of the Clay County Sheriff when he discovered evidence of an incident that took place on September 29th at the Clay County Jail. During the incident, it is believed Stellner unlawfully struck an inmate shortly after Stellner's employment was terminated by the sheriff's office. The investigation is ongoing. All suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Kansas Attorney General's office is expected to prosecute the case. That story posted on our website, kdcountry94.com. Have a job opening to tell you about. Agmark LLC has a full-time position on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient career skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on our website at agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be an eyeglass donation drive put on by Lakeside Stucco and Downs Lions Club. You can donate children's, adult, and reading glasses. Do not bring any cases. Recycle your used eyeglasses at the Lakeside High School basketball games coming up tomorrow, February 13th, against Lynn. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 children 12 and under. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. And you can enjoy free square dancing lessons. You can join them at the Front Porch Event Center in Alton this Sunday from 5 to 7 for a fun evening learning how to square dance. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22, and the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class, because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
Just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that.
The Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champions for the third time in the past 5 seasons as they win Super Bowl 58. Well, much more on that coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports. The area wrestlers made it to the girls' state tournament in Class 4 through 1A. Also, a quick look at other high school results from over the weekend and today's schedule, and some college hoops to pass along from the weekend. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. 4 through 1A regional wrestling took place for area athletes from Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center on Saturday. Beloit was at the McPherson Regional and was unable to qualify anybody for state. Osborne and Smith Center were at Scott City. The Lady Dogs went 0-for-3 for qualifying for state. Smith Center went 1-for-3. One immediate area state qualifiers, Casey Harrodsburg of the Lady Red at 190 pounds. She finished fourth place at the Scott City Regional. She'll go to the state tournament March 22nd through 24th in Solana. If you'd like to see the full results from regional wrestling, check out nckssports.com. There was also some high school hoops on Saturday. Osborne getting a sweep over Moscow in Kinsley. The girls winning 61-35. The boys win 58-27. Thunder Ridge Pike Valley in a makeup game. The Thunder Ridge girls won 56-29. Cameron Ritzky scored 29. The Pike Valley boys won 65-38. Tonight's high school hoop schedule: Thunder Ridge at Hill City, Lincoln at Tescott. You can find schedules again at nckssports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, for the third time in 5 seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, winning 25-22 in overtime over the 49ers Sunday night, claiming the first back-to-back title since the Patriots in the 2003 and 2004 seasons. After a scoreless first quarter in which each team had a turnover, the 49ers took a 10-0 lead on a 55-yard field goal by Jake Moody, which at the time was the longest in Super Bowl history, and Christian McCaffrey caught a 21-yard touchdown pass from wide receiver Jawan Jennings to go up 10-0 with 4:23 left in the half. Chiefs responded to finally get on the board with a 28-yard field goal by Harrison Butker to cut the lead to 10-3 at halftime. Patrick Mahomes intercepted on the first drive of the second half for the Chiefs, but after 3 straight punts, the Chiefs got back on the board with a 57-yard field goal from Butker to set a new Super Bowl record for the longest field goal. 2 possessions later, a muff punt gave the Chiefs the ball at the 49ers 16.
10-6 San Francisco. 2:32 to go, third quarter. Chiefs have never led in this game. They fumbled at the 8, or they could have led. Mahomes firing for the end zone. Wide open, caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. 16 yards on a seam up the numbers. And Kansas City has its first lead of Super Bowl 58.
Chiefs led 13-10 after 3, but the 49ers got a 10-yard touchdown pass from Brock Purdy to Jennings to take a 16-13 lead. Leo Chanel blocked the 49ers' extra point attempt, and the Chiefs tied the game on a 24-yard field goal by Bunker with 5:46 left. Needing a stop on a third down play with just 2 minutes left, the Chiefs were able to force an incompletion by Purdy as Moody connected on a 53-yard field goal to put the 49ers up 19-16 with 1:53 remaining, and the Chiefs were able to get into field goal range again. Bunker connected from 29 yards out to tie the game and send it to overtime. 49ers won the toss and in an interesting decision elected to take the ball to start overtime. The Chiefs made another big third down stop. The 49ers were at the KC-9. And Moody made a 27-yard field goal to put the 49ers up 22-19. Then Mahomes got a huge 8-yard run on a fourth down conversion on the first set of downs for the Chiefs on their overtime possession. 10 plays later, he found McCole Hardman on the 3-yard touchdown for the walk-off win as the first overtime expired. Mahomes finished 34-46 for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and interception, named Super Bowl MVP for the third time in his career.
I mean, that's a great football team, but once they stopped and held them to a field goal, our mindset was go win the game right here. Once we got that ball, we fell short in regulation. We're not going to let it do it again. We're going to go out there and win the game. Defense got the stop, and we were able to do that.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the big win.
Defensively, our guys came out and played their hearts out like they've done all year, kept us in the game, and then the offense just kind of persevered through it. Tough in the first half, and we did a little better in the second half. And then, obviously, the last drive was a thing of beauty, and what a game, right?
For more on the Chiefs Super Bowl 58 win, we recapped it on the Sports Ticket on Katie Country 94 this morning. If you missed that, you can go back and listen on the Sports Ticket podcast at katiecountry94.com.
Can he hit this one? He doesn't. Rebound Bears. They can go for the tie. Walter, will they get it off? He does. He missed it. He missed it. And KU escapes. You can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. It wasn't pretty down the stretch. One for their last 10. But shorthanded, somehow, KU survives.
The fourth-ranked KU men's basketball team got back on the winning track with a 64-61 win over number 13 Baylor at Allen Fieldhouse Saturday. KU got out to a 16-4 lead, but Baylor didn't back down, cutting the lead to 6 by half. The Jayhawks led by as many as 11 on numerous occasions in the second half, but held a 3-point lead late after the missed free throw that you heard, and then Jacoby Walter missed the 3-point attempt to tie the game at the buzzer for Baylor. The second straight home game, KU played without Kevin McCullough due to a knee injury. Four players were in double figures to pick up the slack. Hunter Dickinson led the way with 15, DeJuan Harris 14, KJ Adams added 11, and Johnny Furphy had 10. KU picked up their 18th straight home win, but their coach Bill Self wasn't overly pleased with how they closed the game out.
I was hoping the game was slow, which it was. I was hoping the game was ugly and muddy, which it was, in large part because they turned it over, and in large part because we couldn't make shots. But the whole thing was, you know, this is probably the least happy I've been after a win, because that's not how you play basketball, and that's certainly not the intellect in which you're supposed to play it. So I'm disappointed that we can make those four or five plays that we made in the last minute that put us in harm's way to actually lose the game.
KU's now 19-5, 7-4 in the Big 12. Baylor dropped to 17-6 and 6-4. The Jayhawks right back on the court tonight with a road trip to Lubbock to take on number 23 Texas Tech, which is 17-6 and 6-4 after a 66-59 home win over UCS Saturday. Tip off between KU and Texas Tech 8 o'clock tonight with pregame at 7:30 on Z96.3 The Lake. K-State men had a late tip-off Saturday night, falling 72-66 at number 21 BYU. Wildcats struggled offensively most of the game. BYU held a 9-point halftime lead, which they stretched to 17 with 9 minutes remaining. Trailing 64-48 with 6 minutes left, K-State made an 11-0 run over a span of just over 2 minutes, cutting the lead to 64-59. BYU able to hold off the run the rest of the way for the 6-point win. Arthur Kaluma led the Wildcats with 18 points. Cam Carter scored 14. K-State dropped to 15-9 and 5-6 in the Big 12. BYU improved to 17-6. And 5-5. A complete look at scores from Big 12 Saturday can be found at Big12Sports.com. On Sunday in the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State gave number 20 Florida Atlantic everything they wanted. The game went into overtime, but the Owls outscored the Shockers 21-8 in the extra period to win 95-82. Xavier Bell led WSU with 25 points off the bench. Colby Rogers added 21 in the loss. Shockers are now 10-14 and 2-9 in the conference. And women's hoops, number 8 K-State came back for a 69-68 win over Oklahoma State Saturday evening. K-State held an 8-point lead at halftime, but OSU got hot from 3-point line, outscored K-State by 10 in the third. Cowgirls led by 7 with 7 minutes left, but K-State was able to fight back. Serena Sundell layup with 26 seconds left ended up being the game winner. Bradley Glenn scored a season-high 23 to lead K-State. They're 21-3 and 10-2 in the Big 12. Again, a full look at the weekend's conference scores can be found at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.